Now let's lead off with the next generation of teachers gathering at ISU for a conference that was part informational, part pep rally for a profession that many feel has an undeserved reputation. WGLT's Eric Stock has more.
Around 350 high schoolers came to ISU for the recent Future Teachers Conference. They were greeted by ISU education professor Shemaine Bertrand, who said there were three reasons to become a teacher: because it's rewarding, because the kids need you, and because teachers are powerful.
A lawyer can't be a lawyer. A doctor can't be a doctor. A surgeon can't be a surgeon. A plumber can't be a plumber. Nobody can be anything if they did not have a teacher. So we are powerful, right?
It's an endorsement that many would-be teachers need to hear in light of a statewide teacher shortage. There are around 1,800 unfilled teacher positions, with the biggest holes in special education, English as a second language, and the STEM fields. The October 18th conference happened just as the Chicago Teachers Union strike began. The Chicago district and its teachers haven't been able to reach a deal on pay and benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. The strike was on the minds of several attendees, including Shamir Data, a senior at Neuqua Valley High School in Naperville. He wants to teach high school math, engineering, or automotive skills. He's followed the new state law that will raise the minimum teacher salary in Illinois to $40,000 by the 2023-24 school year, one way the state is trying to cut into the shortage.
It's lessened my worry about pay because, like, I want to have a family, I want to support them, but at the same time, being a teacher isn't that, like, money, you know, that you don't get as much money. So I'm a little worried about that, but I feel like I can get past it.
ISU is one of the biggest teacher producers in the country, with around 4,600 students majoring in some form of education. College of Education Dean Jim Wolfinger says that's been steady the last few years, but down from historic highs. He says they're trying to be more deliberate about recruiting into high-demand fields like special education and STEM. They also need more teachers of color.
We don't see the teaching workforce mirroring the demographics of the state, so we're working on outreach to try to get more students from other backgrounds to come into education as well.
ISU hosts several conferences throughout the year for educators, including the new teacher conference for graduates with a couple years' experience under their belt. That takes place every summer. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.